A very good morning to you. Welcome in to today's programme. I want to welcome to the studios indeed this morning, Carl Gorman and Susan Gorman as well. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for joining us today.
Morning. Thanks for having us.
I was reading the brief on this last week, I was reading it last week, about Queen Maeve, our baby warrior. You're working on raising funds for Maeve Gorman's family indeed, because she was born, she's your niece, she was born on the 7th of September 2021, but diagnosed on the 6th of November 2023 with a genetic disease. How's Maeve doing now, can I ask you first off, Carol?
So currently she's actually in Ballinasloe Hospital. She was admitted on Sunday, she was unable to breathe, and she was having a lot of spasms and she was unable to swallow. So she is currently under the care of the hospital in Ballinasloe. They have her stabilised at the moment, thankfully.
Susan, take me through her her life so far, because I love the way what you've done is you've Queen Maeve, our baby warrior. Tell me a little bit about her journey so far, because this could have been perhaps averted when she was born if there was testing in place.
Yeah, so Maeve's name was chosen, before we knew the fight that she had ahead of her, before we knew that the battle that was coming. So she was perfectly normal baby, beautiful baby.
You would say that as the auntie, though, wouldn't you?
Oh, honestly, if you saw her.
I believe you fully.
And she is like the embodiment of love. She loves everybody that she meets. Everyone she meets loves her. She was a really funny, cheeky little baby, progressed completely normally. The only issue was she didn't seem to walk. She never walked. So that kicked in some testing, which eventually brought her to Temple Street under the care of Dr. Kathleen Gorman, neurology. And she initially suspected a certain disease, which has actually recently been included in the heel prick test. So she sent off to London to have that tested for, but the results that came back were actually devastating. What Maeve was diagnosed with is metachromatic leukodystrophy, or MLD. And what it means is that she's missing an enzyme which cleans up her blood, so that there's a buildup of toxins in her blood which destroy the nerve coverings.
So in her brain.
In her brain, and they can't send messages.
So that is then limiting what she can do in life.
Yeah, so she's basically slowly being paralysed from the toes up.
And is there anything anywhere in the world, I'm talking about medicine, I'm not talking about hocus pocus stuff or otherwise, is there anything in the world, anywhere in the world that she can go that this could be reversed in any way?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Once it's diagnosed, it's too late. So there is a drug called Lebmeldy, which is 2.8 million a dose, but it would completely reverse the symptoms. The tragedy of it is you have to know that the baby has the symptoms, has the disease, before the symptoms kick in. Otherwise, once the symptoms start, there's no treatment that can help.
There's no hope.
So you're saying then, Caroline, you said this to me just as we were before we came on air, that you want this test done with the heel prick test that's done when babies are born. But you're saying that if this was done, and there's 1 to 2 a year that would be diagnosed with this, this 2.8 million euros worth of an injection would save the child.
Yeah, 100% save the child, yeah. Yeah, there is a campaign currently ongoing, and we just really want to highlight this campaign. So there's a man that we've been in contact with called Les Martin, and he has done a lot of work on this. We just wanted to include it in the newborn screening. Like, I don't believe you can put a price on a child's life, on anybody's life, but 2.8 million for possibly 2 children a year, I don't think that's a big ask for any parent or any government to pay out.
No, but then you wouldn't put, indeed, your brother John and your sister Veronica, you wouldn't put them through this at all. I mean,
Absolutely not. And we just really feel that, you know, Maeve is going to lose this battle, and my God, is she battling. But if her battle saves 2 children a year, we feel her battle won't have been in vain. And like, that's devastating to think that perhaps she is going to lose her life to save other children. But we feel like other families will be grateful that she would be remembered long term for what she's done.
we are going to lose her. There's no two ways about that.
See, and I didn't ask you that, by the way, and you know, while we were talking during the news there, I didn't want to say what's the end game here, but the end, you are going to lose
we
her.
We are going to lose her, yeah. It's unsurvivable. So eventually she will end up in a coma.
Yeah, because of the brain.
With 24-hour support. Like yesterday, she was fitted with the NG tube, so she can't feed herself, and Maeve loves food. She her food. So the fact that we might never see her eat again, that she might never be able to do that for herself again, it's every day we lose a little bit more of her.
And what we see physically is also happening on the inside as well. Yeah. So there's things that she's losing on the inside that we're not even aware of. So like the fact that she's losing the ability to like clear her own lungs now, that's something that you don't see on the outside, but it is happening on the inside.
And if you dedicated, as aunties and Dee Carla and Susan Gorman, if you just dedicated your life now to this,
We are both still working full time.
Yeah.
But how can you mentally even work full time?
It is a challenge, to be honest. I have a very supportive employer. They've been fantastic. Fantastic. But every moment that we're not in work, it's, you know, trying to highlight. I mean, I'm sure people are sick of me saying to me, you know, I don't want her battle to be in vain. I'm sure people are sick of listening to me.
No, but you see, but it's not about you, and it's not...
Yeah.
But what you're taking is, you're taking a microcosm of a family that's gone through absolute hell.
Yeah.
And you're saying, let's not have another family go through this. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
This is not about you. It's not about the Gorman family. This
not
is
at
about
all. It's unnecessary. It is an unnecessary loss of life. It's treatable. It is 2 children per year, but... There does seem anecdotally to be a higher amount than 2 children per year born in Ireland, but it's the unnecessary loss of life.
But Susan, it doesn't matter if it's 4 children.
Yeah.
It's with all the money that's gone on in this country and with all the money that's been lost and otherwise. Like, you've left your homes in Dublin early this morning to come over and talk to me.
Yeah.
Because of your niece that's in Bordionclá Hospital.
Yeah.
Because of your brother and his wife, Veronica, that are living in Woodlawn. So, like, you've invested an awful lot into it for others, not for ye.
But you know what? Like, what we're doing here is kind of practical and logical. We just want to highlight this. Like, John and Veronica are
devastated.
I know that they would be here, but they haven't the capacity mentally to come on air and speak about it clearly, because they're so invested, as they should be. They have a much tougher job than we would. Like,
they
we're just a little bit removed.
Yeah.
And we have that, you know, yesterday the hospital had a conversation with them about a DNR.
A do not resuscitate.
I know all about them, yeah.
And what parent of a 2-year-old ever thinks that that's something that they're going to go into hospital and hear, when they had, as far as they knew, a perfectly healthy baby up until she was, and even after she was diagnosed, Maeve still learned things. She learned new games. She learned new words. She learned new tricks. She loves dogs. She got a lot of satisfaction.
Well, take it for her short little life, hasn't she packed an awful lot in?
She has.
And she's the two of you convinced.
Yeah.
She's hooked you in.
Oh, darling, like, I've never seen a child to eat as much as her.
She's
like,
brilliant.
We were out for dinner a couple of weeks ago and she was still eating at that stage. She had her own dinner. She had my dinner and she had my apple tart. After, honest to God, the child loves food, and that is actually the hardest thing I've seen so far, but is that she may not eat again.
They're the memories you're going to have to take.
I know.
Yeah.
So how can people help you? Because, I mean, all they can do is, in whatever religion they have, is pray for Maeve and pray for John and Veronica and just support as best as they can. But how else can they help?
So we would just really like, when the politicians are going around looking for their votes, to talk about this at the heel prick. Also, we have a GoFundMe. And if it's in any way possible to donate financially or even share our GoFundMe on their own social media platforms, we would be so grateful to them.
And what is the address for GoFundMe?
It is Queen Maeve, our baby warrior.
You should form a band. So
I know.
So that's the one here. So Queen Maeve, and you spelled Maeve, M-A-E-B-H-E.
Yeah.
Our baby warrior from there. Just put in Queen Maeve. And what will you use that money for then?
So they do need to buy wheelchair accessible vehicle. They do have a car at the moment, but in the boot, it will only take her wheelchair. So they can't get shopping when they have the baby with them. They can't bring the dogs out with them. So although they have a car, it's not suitable. Yeah, it's just not great for their needs. They will have to adapt to rooms in the house. They do need, now we're hoping, like this is all brand new to us, so we don't know where to be going to look for help. Now, the occupational therapist, the Jack and Jill, Laura Lynn, those foundations have been amazing. They're such practical advice that they're giving us. So they are like highlighting things that we need, but we still don't know where to go. So she does need a hospital cot. She needs a pressure mattress.
An air pressure mattress.
So there's a significant investment for what she has in life left.
Yeah.
Throw the kitchen sink at it. So if you go to GoFundMe, and it's Queen, QueenMaebhe, our baby warrior from there, and she'll always be a warrior, so she will in your mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please, if you could at all, just get involved in that from there. Will you call in on the way home?
Yeah. We will, yeah.
We'll be there for the rest of the day.
If you're looking for us later on, that's where we'll be.
Yeah. Just to spend time with her.
Yeah.
Give her little cuddles and, yeah.
And she still knows you and all that?
No. She loves having her hairbrush. So I had her on my lap, and the other day, and she fell asleep having her hairbrush. So she gets some. I believe I could be wrong. But I think she gets a lot of relief from having her head rubbed. Like that cranial massage, I do think she gets relief.
And as a baby, she never took a soother. She never took a dodie, and she loves her dodie now. Loves it so.
Yeah. She slips away every time you see her.
Every time you see her, there's a little less there.
Yeah.
But like we have our memories, and as we say, this is it. She can't win this battle.
Mm.
But if she does nothing else than raise awareness, or you know, to ensure that parents are bringing their children for their developmentals, to make sure that things are followed up, to make you know. All of those things for the wider society. These diseases are out there. They do exist. You think you have a perfect child, and then
you'll always think it won't be us. It won't be our family. You don't.
And is Queen Maeve the first in the family, first child of the family?
They have an older.
But I mean for ye two. You know, as in, is this the first niece and nephew?
No, we have.
She's one of eight.
Yeah,
nieces and nephews between all of us.
There's seven. My mum and dad had seven children, and then we have eight grandchildren for them.
So Queen Maeve now is the favourite.
Absolutely,
and always will tell our kids. It's okay, I tell them all the time.
That's okay. We've got that out in the open as well. That's okay. Guys, I won't be here because I'm finishing on Friday. But just keep in contact, and John will keep me in contact. But you're in a difficult spot currently. So if anybody can help, go to GoFundMe, and it's Queen Maeve, our baby warrior. Guys, thanks for popping into us today.
Thank you. And the best
fondest regards. And do you know what? The team in Port Yonkla are just brilliant.
Oh, they're fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
So nice.
Yeah.
So nice and kind. And they couldn't do enough for John and Veronica and Maeve.
So well done to you. Thanks for joining us today on the programme. And again, just keep strong, because you need to. You need to keep strong moving forward. It's a dreadful situation that you find yourselves in. Carol Gorman, Susan Gorman, and again, the GoFundMe, if you can at all, even just a euro. Queen Maeve, and it's spelled M-A-E-B-H-E, our baby warrior as well. Somebody just sent in a text to say, God love her, I'm lighting a candle and I'm going to go to Mass for 10 o'clock. So there you go. Quick commercial break, we're back, and the Ultimate Summit is coming the way as well. Stay tuned for that and more to come between now and 12 midday.
Galway Talks in association with Windsor Motor Mall. Visit Windsor Motor Mall Galway and get free 3-year warranty on hundreds of used cars.
Now, what a reaction we're getting to that, I have to say. And we will keep you fully informed, Sue, as we make our way through life, as we make our way through our own lives. Now, though, I'm joined by Margaret Cox, who's the director of the ICE Group, and she sits off to me today because, yet again, the Big Leaders Summit is coming to Galway. And it's all taking place, so it is coming the way on Tuesday, the 14th of May. And Margaret sits off to me. Morning to you, Margaret.
Morning, Keith. How are you doing?
Now, how many summits have you had so far?
Goodness me. Now, you didn't tell me you were going to ask that question. I think we've been doing them since 2018 was the first one. So we'd have to add them up.
6-7 years, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And they've grown every single year. It gets bigger and better. and people go away more and more inspired. So we're very proud of that in Galway Executive SkillNet in terms of what we deliver.
And the intention of it is to bring like-minded people together of a morning, of an early morning and of a morning, to really get educated.
Yes, I suppose in many ways, you know, you'll remember the good old days and the bad old days when if you wanted to do anything in the west of Ireland, you used to have to face Dublin.
Yeah.
And you'd get into the train or the plane in those days or drive up the road.
God, do you remember that?
Yeah, it's hard to imagine that that's what we used to do. And we go to all these big events in Dublin in terms of business people wanting to, I suppose, drive their business, drive for success, for growth, create employment. And what we did in Galway Executive SkillNet in 2018 is we said, no, stop now. We're coming back to the West. We're
take
based
control.
In Galway.
Yeah.
We're take control. And we will bring the people from Dublin, from New York, from London, from Belfast, from wherever. And we will bring them to us in Galway so that we don't have to spend those hours on that road or in those journeys up.
So is that why it's called the Big Leaders? So again, in Galway.
Based in Galway and the west of Ireland. I mean, we're not saying you have to be from Galway, but we're saying it's based in Galway. So we're centering ourselves as that balance to the overpopulation or the over emphasis on Dublin, and
yeah.
We're bringing it to the regions.
But you're taking control of it.
We're taking control. You're absolutely right.
Taking it
yes.
back. So this year's conference, then, who are you targeting? Targeting is the wrong word, but who would you like to be there on the day in question?
So the people who come are generally, it's a huge range of people. We have the big organisations, the multinationals, people from HR and training and development within those organisations. And they sometimes bring their own teams of people. But then we look at the small, medium organisations based in Galway. And what they're probably between 10 and 20 to 30 people. And they come along to sort of see what's the new ideas, what's out there, what is, you know, what's going on in business today? What are the trends that we should be focusing on? What are the opportunities? And how can I, and the theme of the conference is learn, unlearn and relearn. So we come into
take
this
me
world.
That again.
Yeah, learn.
Yeah.
So we've learned how to run our businesses.
Yeah.
Sometimes we need to unlearn some of the things that we thought were written in stone. Open your mind up. Changes in AI, changes in, you know,
yeah.
People traveling to America, to traveling to Australia, the great resignation, and then relearn. So what do we do in our businesses to revalidate it again? To realign it again and to continue to look for the future and drive success and growth.
But you know what? If you're not doing that, you're not doing yourself any service.
No, you're not.
Really?
And we normally have 250 people in the room from all parts of Galway, Roscommon, Mayo and sometimes Clare.
But this
doing
is free
that.
Of, this is free of charge.
Oh, free of charge, yes. This is supported through SkillNet Ireland.
We should have said that at the beginning.
It's
free.
This is free of charge, complimentary. The funding comes from SkillNet Ireland through the Galway Executive SkillNet, and we put it into the opportunity to hear different voices that we're not used to hearing here based in Galway at the Big Leaders.
And again, I mean, if they want to register for this now, how can they do it? Tell me how to get them to do that now.
So just register on the Galway Executive SkillNet website. There's a link there. You can click on that.
The front page is there. You can't miss it.
You can't miss it. It's all there. I actually, a little call out there to Eamon Malloy, who's our manager. Eamon, make sure that page is up and running.
It is. I looked at it this
You looked at it this morning.
And again
fantastic.
This morning, yeah.
Yeah. So go Executive SkillNet. You register there. It's
poor
free
Eamon.
Of charge. Yeah, poor Eamon. Free of charge. And we're expecting about 400 registrations. We expect probably about 300 people will attend on the day. And we've got an amazing lineup, Keith. You know, it's a great range that we provide in terms of who our speakers will be. And we've lots of exciting news around that.
Mm.
And what big names we're bringing to Galway.
Can you give us one or two key names?
Oh, I certainly can. So the first thing is, look at our keynote speaker is David McWilliams. Now,
oh.
I know that people love David. They hate David. He amuses them. He annoys them.
He educates them.
Can't wait to read his articles in the Irish Times on at the weekend and so on like that. But he has a particular view in terms of broadening our minds. He challenges us as business people and as individuals trying to sort of think about where we're going next, mm-hmm. what we're going to do, not only just for ourselves, but for our community, for our society, and for the places that we live in, as well as the people we employ and the businesses that we run. So
he will be the keynote person on the day in question.
He's our keynote speaker. Yeah. But one of the things we're most important to, and I'm probably not allowed to say this, but I'll say it anyway, and it's live radio, so you can't do anything about it. But we're starting off our morning listening to, and we're very honoured that you're coming to have a chat with us, your good self. The voice of Galway for 30 years over Galway.
I told you not to say that.
I know, but I can't lose this opportunity to say we're very delighted that you're coming along. And what we're going to do, I mean, the whole purpose of that session is so that we can learn. It's this mystic force, radio, local radio, the power of local radio, what it means for businesses, what it means for the society. I mean, you had a brilliant piece on there just before I came into the studio.
Two wonderful girls.
Unbelievable. Ladies. Really, really great. But we need to, as businesses, understand the power of communication, of the new communications, the social media versus the print, the radio and the television. We need to understand how we get our message across, and not just in the media world, but communicating and getting our messages across in our businesses, to our employees, to our customers, to our clients. And there's nobody, and I say this with hand on heart, with over 30 years experience, there's nobody better at that than the man sitting opposite me here, Keith Finnegan. So we're starting off with you at 9 a.m. in the morning after half an hour's networking.
And thank you. And then David McWilliams, and who else have you got on the day?
So we have...
We have to name them all now,
No, we won't name them all because we've got to have a bit of excitement left. So we have a panel of local business people covering multinational, international and local businesses. We'll be having a session with Dermot Ryan, just tied that down this morning. Dermot is going to come along and educate us a little bit about the importance of breathing. It's about taking a step, stop. Mm. You know, breathing in, getting that air into your lungs. It's an absolutely fabulous session. He's done it for us a couple of times, and it really focuses our mind in the here and now. And that's good for everybody, not just people in business, but it's good for everybody. And then we have a couple of sessions on wellness as well, just because it's so important in business to look after yourself, to look after your employees, and then to be mindful of, you know, what you're giving back to your community.
And it's free. It's a free event.
And it's free.
And it's taking place, so it is on Tuesday the 14th of May. But you have to register and just go to Galway Skill Nets. Front page is there. I've loaded it again here. Front page is there. Register. No cost involved. And just go along on the day.
And we're really looking forward to you. And the PS de Resistance, and I nearly forgot it, I told you that we're going to be launching a very special book at the end of the session. A local Galway business leader, business consultant and business analyst has just finished his latest book, the third in a row, and he's asked us to launch it, or to facilitate the launch of that book. So that's another exciting thing that we'll be doing at about 1 o'clock at the session.
And will there be one for everyone in the audience?
Well,
no.
We'll work on that. Money only goes so far, but we'll certainly have a cash desk set up, and there'll be plenty of discounts for anybody who wants to take one.
All right, Margaret Cox, Director of the ICE Group and Skillnets Galway, thank you indeed for joining us. And again, if you want to get further details, just call us here and we can give you details as well. But Margaret, thank you indeed for joining us today.
You.
Quick commercial break. We're back just after these. We're going to stay with that whole mindset side of things. Stay tuned for that and more.
Galway Talks in association with Windsor Motor Mall. Find hundreds of used cars to suit your budget in Windsor Motor Mall Galway, located on the Monavay Road.
Now, very good morning to you. Welcome into today's programme. By the way, I've witnessed is the wrong word, I witnessed some extremely bad driving yesterday and again this morning. There was a 171 G BMW Jeep behind me this morning coming into work, so close that I could nearly feel the heat of the fan on the front of it. I actually pulled in to let it go, and it just took off. Now, either the person was rushing to get to the hospital, and if there were, I do apologise, but absolutely just bombed out. And yesterday evening when I was going home, there was a 181D BMW on the N59. I was doing the proper speed in my own car going home, and took off at Killeen Corner, that corner that has taken so many lives. I was coming into it. I slowed down coming into it. I always do, because sometimes it's flooded. 181D BMW, shiny little thing, big thing, passed me, overtook me on the corner, just on the corner at the gate there going up to the house on the left-hand side. So I don't know. A lot of mad people out there, and definitely trying to get hurt. That big leaders summit, by the way, again, all you have to do is go to Galway Executive Skillnet. It's all there, so it is. And you can register straight away and doesn't cost you anything. It runs from 8:30 until 1 o'clock on May the 14th, but you'll get all the details as to location and otherwise when you register from there. I want to go to Shane Craddock, who joins me on the line. And Shane, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Thanks for joining us today. Thanks for joining us today. You're in the performance practitioners and a professional coach, Shane, so you are. You're visiting Galway on the from a portrait point of view in Galway City. And again, you've been working with people for 30-odd years.
I know, when you say it out loud like that, it's a little bit scary to hear back, you know, you realise your age. But no, I've been lucky enough to work with a lot of very strong business leaders, business owners, and I suppose people who are interested in actually not just having, not just in terms of having business success, but also just success in life in terms of happiness and health and well-being as well. So that's what we're going to be talking about a little bit tonight at Portershed.
What time are you on down there at?
We run from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, but the talk with my friend John Reardon, who's from ex-Shopify, he's hosting it with me. We're there with, it actually starts at 6:30 for an hour. There's a little bit of chat beforehand and afterwards if people are interested as well in terms of networking.
And when you say become the boss of your own mind, that's a very bold statement when so many other people are picking at you.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, if I take a step back, I suppose the link to tonight is I brought out a book a couple of months ago called The Inner CEO. And it's my take on, I guess, the mental side of business and life, because I think it's, you know, it's obviously become increasingly important, not just in terms of mental health, but actually just in terms of just creating the best for yourself and the people around you. And in business in particular, I think that's going to become more important than ever, especially with the advent of things like AI. Now, for me, when I, as you said, I'm in this game 30 years. Before I got into this game, it's the reason I got into the game was because in my 20s, I had a very bad personal breakdown. I ended up in a kind of very serious depression spiral, and it got very dangerous. But I was lucky enough to get a chance to come out of that. And when I came out of it, as I was coming out of it, a counselor at the time said to me, "Do you realize, Shane, that you have a mind?" And I didn't know what that meant, if I'm being honest. Mm. But it made me very curious. And I went, I need to start looking into this. So I spent the last 30 years really, first of all, for survival for myself. And I realized, you know what? I didn't have any understanding of the role of my mind, and I didn't have any understanding of the role of thinking. And it really, because I didn't understand any of that, my mind got messed up. But then what I realized was, once I got back to, say, surviving and just back to ground zero, I realized, hang on, I can use this to create a better career, a better life, better health, better relationships, better finances. And that's what happened. So I did that for myself. And then it ended up becoming a career. And over the last, I suppose, as you say, 30 years, I've worked with some companies like Apple, Dell. I've worked a lot of Irish companies, including the Louis Copeland Group and others, you know, where I've had a chance to work with like some very serious leaders and test that stuff that, as an Irish person, you know, you can kind of sometimes listen to this stuff about the mind. You know, I mean, I'm a big fan of America, but sometimes when you hear Americans talk about this stuff, I know Irish people go, "I hear, come on now." Mm. So from my point of view, I thought there was a chance to kind of talk more and more about, as an Irish person, look, this is my take on my own journey. It's not rubbish. There's a lot of practical stuff to this. And regardless of who's picking at you or not, there's always people who are going to be picking at you. But ultimately, if you're not in charge of your mind, that's going to present problems. And so that's what the book is about, The Inner CEO. And that's kind of what I'm going to talk more about tonight, and also give the audience a chance to ask some questions, which is usually my favourite part anyway.
And on to Shane Craddock, who will be in the Portershed at 6:30. And you'll give us details as to how they can register for that, or if there's still space for it in a moment, Shane. But I mean, you were brave enough to talk about your own depression and spiralling out of control and that. But, you know, and you mentioned messed up and all that. But I think the biggest I'm getting from that is that you recognised it yourself by the counsellor saying to you, you've got a mind, or you've got a brain that you can control. And we all try to control our own brain. Sometimes it doesn't work for everybody. And I think the Irish mental health system, and I think the stigma that's still attached to mental health is a problem. Now, it's waning, that the stigma is waning. But like mental health shouldn't be dealt with any, like, a broken leg, or indeed a hernia, or cancer, and or otherwise, it should be all, should all be treated the same without stigma attached to it.
It should be. It should be. And I guess that's probably one of the reasons that I decided to talk about it from my point of view. I think, you know, I think a lot of people have started talking about their struggles with mental health and depression in particular over the last, you know, 10 years. But even still, I think, yeah, there can be a stigma attached to it. But you see, it's a double-sided coin, really, you know. So for me, it was a gift to get into depression, weirdly, because if I hadn't gone into that series, like my depression, I was very serious. But if it hadn't happened, I wouldn't have researched and got into, well, hang on, how do I start to manage it? Mm-hmm. And because of that, so many good things happened. But what I've realized over the years, and this is the, I suppose, the opportunity for anybody. So even if somebody's listening to this, you know, if they've never been depressed, the opportunity is, the more you understand your mind, okay, you can prevent things like depression and mental health problems. But more importantly, it's about creation. And it's more about what you want to create in your life and in your business. And as a leader, like I'll often say to leaders, like, what is leadership really? And even as a parent, you could say, like, what's leadership in a parenting role? Mm-hmm. Ultimately, leadership is about directing the minds of the people with you towards some sort of goal or vision. And I'll say to leaders, like, well, how can you do that if you don't really understand your own mind?
If you don't know yourself, where you want to go, yeah.
Yeah, if you don't understand your own mind, how you work, why you react to certain things or not, how do you prevent that? How do you slow that down? How do you manage your stress? How do you become more creative? How do you stay calm under pressure? If you don't understand how to do that really yourself, it's pretty much impossible to do that with the people around you. And actually, that's really what leadership is. And I think that's going to become the coming skill. So I'll talk to, you know, people and say, listen, we're all focused on education, which is brilliant, but they're mostly what I would call outer skills. You know, you might learn things in marketing or finance or management. But really, the coming time is about inner skills. And inner skills are about ability to listen properly, creativity, lateral thinking, communication, coaching. Like all of those things would be seen more as kind of, they were called soft skills before. I would call them inner skills. And those are the skills that are mostly, we're seeing it now. I see with my own clients, I deal with a lot of CEOs and employers. And what they're telling me is they're the skills we're looking for in the people that we want to hire. So there's a major opportunity. Like, while you're talking about the mental health side, and I would agree that there's a long way to go still, there still is a stigma attached, but the opportunity on the mental side is beyond that. It actually is around creating a better country, creating a better towns. It's incredible. So from my point of view, as you can probably hear, like I just think that the potential is untapped, and particularly in a country like Ireland, where we have all sorts of, you know, abilities, natural abilities in terms of creativity is at our heart, it's at our core, it's in our DNA. But if we don't understand how to manage our minds, that creativity can stay dormant.
Yeah, it is. It's an interesting conversation. I see you'll have a great crew there tonight in the Porter Shed from 6:30 onwards today. And it's a conversation that I have to, you know, that more and more of it has to be done. It has to be brought out into the open. I'm parking depression, but I'm talking about positivity. I'm talking about taking control of your life. I made a fairly major decision recently in my own life. Like, but you have to take those decisions for yourself, because nobody else can do it for you.
Exactly. And I think that can be daunting, obviously, for people. And I often meet people sometimes who can just feel indecisive, or, you know, they're just paralyzed almost in indecision. But, you know, if you think about it, you make your best decisions when you're calm and you're clear. And what does that mean? Well, that generally means that your mind is calm and clear. And in a world that is more and more technologically connected 24/7, what people don't realize is that, like, you know, I'm talking to you right now on this amazing device called an iPhone. But it's also, you know, it allows me to do amazing things, maybe the same as people listening to this interview. But it's also a major distraction.
Yeah.
And it's a great way to keep your mind really busy and distracted. And what people don't necessarily realize is that that is a major problem if it's not managed. So, you know, you got to manage your phone and you got to manage your mind. But why? Because the busier my mind is, actually it blocks that calm and clear mental state.
Yeah.
And that's it that I talk to my clients about, is that is one of the key skills as a leader, or just as a person, that, okay, hang on, in a busy, distracted world where there's so much going on, is it possible to actually create a state of mind that is a little bit more calm and clear? My answer to that is absolutely 100% yes. But it does require a change in perhaps how you use your time and how you use your mind. And really, that's just about skill. And it's the same as, like, if you're taking up golf, you know, you might start it off. Golf is a tough game if anybody, you know, plays it. It's a very tough game. But you start at the very beginning and you get some lessons and then you start to practice. And your mind is the exact same. There's a learning curve. But it's totally possible for somebody listening to this to kind of go, do you know what? Like, in the space of 12 months, people can actually genuinely make significant changes, not just in their career or their business, but just in terms of how they feel, in terms of getting up day to day, in terms of actually making themselves feel that they can be more decisive, make better informed decisions. A lot of that comes back down to just having a calm, clear mind.
I think I would fully agree with you, and others here do as well. Keith, that man is just brilliant and so right. I could listen to him forever. People still like to push mental health aside and don't want to talk about it, and I know all about it. It's terrible how people react to mental health problems, this caller said today. But again, it's would control be the wrong word for the mind? Because I know that. So I come into this studio at 9 o'clock every morning. We've the program prepared. You go to air. But if I don't control my brain, you lose the run of thought. Or you could get very anxious because it's a live radio program. So it really is about controlling. So it is, Shane. Controlling the emotions.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
No, and I used to believe that, and I think the analogy I give you is, you know, if you're running a team of people, or even let's say you're in a team of people and you've got a manager, and the manager tries to control you, does that feel good?
No.
I don't think so. Nobody likes to be controlled.
True.
Used to spend a lot of my time trying to control my mind, not realizing that actually that was causing me more stress.
Yeah.
And I think that's a problem. And I think sometimes if somebody says, I want to control my mind, control all my thinking, I just think that's incorrect. It doesn't seem to work. The word I'd use would be lead.
Yeah.
To lead your mind. And so, like, you know, if you're in a team as a person, yeah, okay, I can buy into somebody leading me. So that means I got to inspire them. Yeah, there's a bit of like, I need you to go here. There's a bit of management. There's a bit of, no, don't do that, do this. So, you know, it might surprise you that my mind can throw up all sorts of random thoughts. Some of them, let's call them negative, but I can choose to ignore it.
Absolutely.
And the more you realize that, you go, okay, hang on, there's a stupid thought there. That's just going to cause me stress. I'm just going to ignore that. That's leadership.
Yeah.
And so outer world leadership is valued by people. They recognize it. And it's the same concept to me on the inner world, is that I have to lead my inner self, my mind, and say, okay, look, you know, even if it's around, look, we're not going to get into that thought. And sometimes that takes, this is where the skill comes in, is that there's the skill of awareness that you have to go, oh, okay, I realize that actually I have a choice. When I was in my depression, I think one of the first things I realized, which is maybe the most powerful, was I had this amazing insight that I went, oh, I don't need to believe my thinking. Like, my thinking was telling me that my life was worthless at the time. It was telling me that I was a loser. And I remember distinctly thinking, the first conversation with the counselor, they never said this to me, but I just had this realization, hang on a second here, I have a mind, it's generating all this thinking. I seem to be believing everything it's telling me. I don't have to believe that.
No.
And that's the start of a turnaround, which could be life transforming. In my case, it was, because it kind of saved my life. I was in that dark a place. But again, I just want to emphasize to you that the opportunity here, you know, we talk about mental health. I'm going to throw in an extra phrase, which maybe we give it a different dimension. The opportunity that's way beyond that is mental wealth.
Yeah.
And mental wealth is something that I would say is where you create richness in your work, in your business, in your relationships, in your health. So it's not just about, sometimes I think mental health, we talk about, that's like a baseline, which is a human right. And it's something that we should, as a society, we need to encourage. Look, that's the basics. And everybody should have that. And it should be recognized and not seen and stigmatized in any way. But the opportunity is way beyond that. That's what I've discovered myself. It doesn't mean I don't still have challenges, by the way, but I feel better equipped to cope with the challenges when they come. But mental wealth is really about building richness into your world.
So coming back to the practicality of tonight then, 6:30 in the Porter Shed in Galway. Do they need to register, Shane Craddock?
They do. I think the easy thing would be there's a registration page somewhere on the Portershed website, as far as I know. If they do want to rock up in the evening, that's probably going to be okay, but they probably want to get there, I'd say, about 6:15 before, because literally the talk starts at 6:30. So there's no charge for us. People can come in. They're more than welcome to kind of come in. There's no charge. And I know we've got a good number registered already, but if you're extra face, if you're listening to this, you're very welcome to come in, and you'll get a lot of value out of what we're going to talk about tonight.
I'm just looking here. Yeah, I mean, it's a wonderful. Have you seen the Portershed yet, Shane? It's a beautiful facility.
Only online, as I say, my friend John Reardon was the one who recommended it, and talked to the people there, and it looks like it's a fantastic centre. I know they do great work for business in particular, and business leaders. So I'm really looking forward to going there.
They certainly do. Listen, thank you, Eddie, for joining us today on the programme. And safe travelling to Galway from Wicklow today. I hope the weather is better in Wicklow than it is in Galway, Shane.
It's absolutely shocking. my dad is originally from Galway. He grew up in Taylor's Hill. So I'm well used to Galway. I spent a lot of summers down there. So I haven't been down for a few years. So I'm really looking forward to getting the train down today. But unfortunately, the weather is pretty bad where I am too. So I was kind of hoping you were going to tell me it was sunny in Galway.
I couldn't tell you a lie. I never have told a lie in my lifetime. So where in Taylor's Hill was, and Craddock was the surname?
Craddock was the surname. My dad's name is Jim Craddock. He was he was a good sportsman. He won the swim there in the sea. I can't remember the name of it. It's a famous swim.
The Bay Swim, yeah.
And they had a B&B there up called Knockray House on Taylor's Hill.
Oh, I know it. A fine establishment. Small world. Thanks for joining us today. Now, John sits up to me as well. What have you got for us?
Yeah, I just have a bit of an announcement, Keith. So we're coming from Clonbur. And I want to stress Clonbur and not Clonburn on Friday week, because one gentleman rang in, he was a bit confused whether it was Clonbur or Clonburn. So we're coming from Clonbur on Friday week, the 19th of April. I am. Well, we as in Galway Bay FM, Keith. So I want to just announce where we're broadcasting from that morning between 9 and 12. We'll be broadcasting from the John J. Burke's Bar and Restaurant, Chivurca, in Clonbur. So if anyone wants to come down to us, beautiful location. I've been talking to the owner, Tomás, and they're going to look after us on the day as well. So I'll be plotting and planning that on Friday after your farewell party.
Do you like chowder?
I love chowder.
One of the finest chowders you'll get in life is in Brooks and Clumber.
Well, they're right there beside the lake, so just, I suppose...
No, you can
get
your own fish.
And then blend it.
And you start with your regular time?
Regular time for community matters.
And where does the helicopter drop you? Will it drop you to close to Brooks there? Because you have a helicopter now to get around,
The Aris helicopter will be drifting in, yeah.
So Brooks... Friday week,
and if you want to get involved, do let us know. I'll be plotting and planning it from sort of Friday afternoon time. So if you have any suggestions, let us know to comments at goibayfm.ie or phone in on reception 0917700077 or indeed the text and WhatsApp number 086 33 or 38 33553. So just get your suggestions in, and if you want to take part, let us know as well.
All right, John, thank you for joining us. Some of the comments coming into us today. Keith, I met a girl on Circular Road this morning in a small grey Micra, and she was typing on her mobile phone as she was driving. How did she get her licence? Keith, the scholar, said, why didn't you ring the guard, the confidential line, and report those drivers? Why would I, to be honest? And on the other lines coming into us today, Keith, this caller said, did you say the Court Festival is around the corner? I did. It's about 2 weeks' time from the top of my head now. And Keith, did they ever find the missing lurcher that went missing in Clarenbridge, between Clarenbridge and Oranmore yesterday? Because I saw one walking around last night as well, but I think it was a human being rather than a lurcher. Are you trying to set me up for something? Anyway, yet to come on the programme, we have loads more to come just after the 11 o'clock news, so stay tuned for that. And on today's programme, we go to sport with Oliver, so we do, and finance with Dave McCarthy, and much more, including History Matters.
Galway Talks in association with Windsor Motor Mall. Visit Windsor Motor Mall Galway on the Monavay Road, a new way to car shop.